Sorry, I was talking about Linda. By mistake, I was I dialed your number by mistake. I was trying to get the dictation. But this is a continuation of Linda Howard. As I said, she her risperidone was recently discontinued. Her Seroquel was increased because of a change in her mental condition, worsening dementia, decreased sleep, and sundowner syndrome, period. Her daughter states that she's not eating very much. She's losing weight. She has protein calorie malnutrition, causing mild lower extremity edema, period. She also has had a she has a FASD score of 7D, as in David. PPS is at 40%. Her MAC was down to 20 centimeter, period. At the time of evaluation, what it was, Hundred ten over 60, pulse 51, or two shot 97%. Period. Hello? Okay. Let's see, where are we at? Her comorbidities includes hypertension, hyperthyroidism, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, which has caused increased her Seroquel dose, idiopathic peripheral autoneuropathy, senile degeneration of the brain. She's now sleeping 12 to 18 hours a day. Patient's overall condition is worsening, consistent with age, Alzheimer's, dementia. Overall prognosis remains quite poor, and given patient's current change in her condition, most likely has less than 6 months to live, continues to remain hospice appropriate. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say about her. 1 second. Let's see. Patient's daughter states that she has at least lost another 2 to 3 pounds as well during this evaluation. The FASD score is 7B, as in brother. Let's see if there's anything else to mention. And make sure you put bipolar disorder as her other comorbidities, please. Oh, her appetite is diminished. She's not eating about 25% of her meals. Okay, her LMAX is 26 centimeter. Correction, 26 centimeter. Down from 26 centimeter. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Continues to remain hospice appropriate given the changes in the new medications that were just prescribed regarding her sundown or dementia. As far as her gastroenteritis and diarrhea is concerned, we'll keep an eye on her condition. At this time, I did not recommend any antibiotic therapy. A copy of this visit will be shared with the hospice medical director. A patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. And also put down this face-to-face is for the benefit period number 4 from 10/3/2025 to 2025. Thank you. I think that's it. Okay, thank you so much.